Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. This is our opportunity to hear what God's saying to us today. Exodus chapter 32, verse 1. When the people saw how long it was taking Moses to come back down the mountain, they gathered around Aaron. "Come on," they said, "make us some gods who can lead us. We don't know what happened to this fellow Moses who brought us here from the land of Egypt." Moses spent 40 days and nights on top of Mount Sinai, receiving the instructions that were to be the foundation of the people of Israel's lives. He was given not only the Ten Commandments, but also detailed plans for the building of the tabernacle, which would be the focus of the people's worship. However, while this was happening, the people were desperately impatient. They became restless and decided to look for some different gods to lead them. Incredibly, Aaron, Moses' brother and trusted co-leader, took the lead in this and commanded the people to bring him their gold rings so they could be melted down and made into a calf to worship. He then set up an altar for it, and the people worshipped with huge enthusiasm. All of this was too much for God, who tipped Moses off about these horrifying developments. He rushed down the mountain and in his fury smashed the stone tablets that the Lord had given him. This was a truly dramatic incident, and it might feel rather remote from our lives. However, it's a good reminder of how quickly people can change their minds. One moment the people were assuring Moses that they'd do everything the Lord commanded them, and the next they were busily making another god. It reminds me of the parable of the sower. Jesus described those who were like the seed that fell on rocky soil. When they heard the message, they immediately received it with joy, but because they hadn't put down roots, they didn't last long. We need to draw some important conclusions from this. Firstly, we need to learn the importance of us putting down deep roots in our faith so that, however great the difficulties, temptations, and frustrations of life, we will remain strong in God. It also reminds us that we shouldn't assume people are firmly rooted in God just because they express strong faith. We need to take responsibility for constantly encouraging our Christian brothers and sisters to dig deeper in their faith and become truly resilient for Him. So let me ask you the crunch question. How deep are the roots of your own faith? Now let's pray together. Loving God, help us to become stronger in our faith day by day so that we'll be able to strengthen and encourage others in their faith. Amen. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier, or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.